Just when you thought that starting smoking was a good thing, there's an article that came out.
Once again, one more mark against smoking, and this might be a reasonable factor in Alzheimer's.
Well,
I don't know.
You know, there's vascular dementia, and there is Alzheimer's. You know, something that I've always known is that smoking reduces the blood flow to the brain, and that is vascular dementia. What they're talking about is heavy smoking, defined as at least 2 packs a day in middle age, increases the risk of later developing Alzheimer's disease by 157% and vascular dementia by 172%.
Now, this they actually did quite a lengthy study on this.
Yeah, this was 21,000 California residents aged 50 to 60 were chosen in 78 to 85. They were studied for 78 to 85, and then they came back 23 years later.
I actually didn't think anyone smoked in California, but okay.
Well, you can't now.
Right. Yeah,
and what they found is that of those 21,000 people, 5,300 or 25% had been diagnosed with dementia, and of those, 1,100 and change were diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and 416 were diagnosed with vascular dementia.
Now, they did say former smokers, so if you quit early enough, and people who smoked less than half a pack a day didn't seem to have an increased risk of dementia than more than non-smokers. So quitting early or limiting
your smoking. Clearly, this is just another nail in the coffin of smoking.
But you know what, Dennis? I had a physical this week.
How'd you do?
I did very well, and my doctor, although in the past never commented negatively, because early on I did smoke, and I could tell he was pleased and commenting on how well he thought I was at the moment, and that quitting smoking probably was a very good idea. Well,
I don't think you can go wrong with quitting. What useful purpose does it serve? None.
Well, if you add up the price, it's actually, you'll have a lot of money in the bank.
You
can take a nice vacation.
Absolutely.